Just want to remind you that our lines are open at 021-460-567. 021-460-567. I always get that wrong. I apologize. The SMS number is 31567. Our WhatsApp number is 072-567-1567. We've had an interesting discussion, a series of discussions today. We've spoken to the SPCA on New Year's Eve preparations and operations and the safety of animals. We've had the Mountain Club, Martin Hutton Squire, talking to us about floods of complaints about the behavior and conduct and the disproportionality of national park rangers and the Table Mountain National Park. We had a discussion on beach safety. Actually, the discussion of beach safety is quite wide, and it involves illegal consumption of alcohol, the confiscation of alcohol, the safety or not safety or of children, and the behavior of people, the recklessness of people on our beaches. We've also touched on issues like the fires in Australia and the impact it has on society and, of course, on the cricket, as we've just heard. But you know, it's part of a global pattern of the global crisis. And, you know, as I mentioned before, we must make a difference, make sure to bear in mind the difference between weather and climate. And there are certainly enough weather issues around the world. But as we, you know, we're not as bad as the United States, where so many people go, quote, home for the holidays. But in South Africa, very many of us use the roads to travel back and forth to our traditional homes. Urbanization is a big thing in South Africa. So the big cities, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Bloemfontein, Port Elizabeth, invariably have people who drive in from rural areas. So the roads are very busy. So today promises to be a busy one for the roads, as will the next few days. So whether you're returning from night out from last night's New Year's Eve bash or starting the new year fresh with planned outings, you'll want to know what's happening on our provincial roads. So we have Kenya Africa, the Western Cape traffic chief, on the line to give us an update on traffic incidents on the road. Good day, traffic chief, and welcome. Happy New Year to you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ismail, and Happy New Year to you and the family, and also to the team at the radio station. Yeah, we started off on a very bad note. Early this morning, around about 5 o'clock, we had a very bad accident on the N2 between Somerset West and Baden-Powell, where a driver lost control over his vehicle and one person died in this crash. And then about half an hour ago, just another fatal crash on the road between Ceres and Unduli. Also a light motor vehicle, driver lost control. And apparently three people in that vehicle got killed and another two seriously injured and taken to Ceres Hospital. And this is the problem that we having every time this time of the year when people are getting back home. And we would like to urge our motorists to please refrain from drinking and driving. You know, people think they can drink and drive and get away with it. And so many innocent people are getting killed on our roads due to drunken driving.
Right.
And then also the situation with regards to excessively high speed on our roads. People just don't listen to our call not to do excessively high speed on our roads. We arrested 25 motorists from the 1st of December till the 31st of December for doing excessively high speed on our roads. And, you know, some of these motorists were doing an average speed of 181 kilometers per hour. That was in Lanesburg and in Beaufort West, an average speed of 171 kilometers per hour. So people tend to think they can do stupid things, silly things on our road, and get away with it. But we've got a very clear message. Ismail, you know, in the Western Cape, we have a no-nonsense approach. And right. we will arrest you if you do excessively high speed on our roads yeah. or even drink and drive.
Yeah, I don't know the figures, but I imagine that our road deaths must be among the highest in the world.
Yeah, but fortunately, this time around in the Western Cape, we saw the decrease in fatalities from the 1st of December yeah. till the 31st of December. We had 55 fatalities less than last year over the same period.
Well, you know, any slight decrease is a good thing. What yeah. what influence does fatigue play in the fatalities, in the rate of accidents?
You know, fatigue is a silent killer, and people just don't want to adhere to our call not to take on these long distances when they are not well rested. You know, people try to drive from Johannesburg to Cape Town, just stop at the filling stations to fill their tanks and then proceed with their journey. We are saying there's a golden rule in traffic. Stop after every 2 hours or 200 kilometers. Make sure that you are fit before you're taking on the next 200 kilometers or 2 hours. Now, many a time, and also especially this time of the year, when people are going back home from one province to the other. Last year, we had the same problem. Family was driving from Cape Town to Johannesburg, and in the early morning hours on New Year's Day, the driver lost control of his vehicle outside Three Sisters, and the 18-year-old son died in that accident. Yeah. So people need to take cognizance of the fact that you cannot go on our roads when you're tired.
Right. I just wanted before, you know, just stay on the line. I just want to remind our listeners that, you know, we have on the line with us Kenny Africa, who is the traffic chief of Western Cape Provincial Traffic. And you can call us on 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp us at 072-567-1567 if you have any questions. We're discussing the review of just the driving, the problems of driving under the influence of alcohol, driving at high speed, and fatigue. But yeah, Mr. Africa, there's something that bothers me, but I know that it bothers others too. But I don't want to speak for others. But is people there are very many people who cross over our highways. And run, and almost it seems suicidal to try and dash across the roads the way people do, and especially on the N2.
Well, Ismail, whether you believe it or not, up to 18,000 pedestrians are crossing the N2 on a daily basis. That's the statistics according to SANRAL, the roads agency. So we've got a major problem. You know, the informal settlements are next to the N2, next to our national byways and highways. And that makes it so difficult for us to police.
Right.
And so many pedestrians are dying on our roads. Up to 48% of all our fatalities every year is pedestrians.
That's shocking. That's a shocking number. Just repeat that number. How many pedestrians cross our highways?
18,000.
18,000.
That's right.
That is an enormous amount of people. And, you know, one understands the poverty levels and informal settlements and people's needs. But, you know, you often find that people run across the highways just 10, 20, 30 meters away from a bridge. You know, the bridges are there for reasons.
We've got bridges, footbridges for pedestrians to cross, but they tend not to use the pedestrian bridges and rather cross the roads and endanger themselves. And you know, yesterday we had a major roadblock on the N2, near Borchardt's Quarry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the day, we stopped a vehicle from Somerset West to Cape Town, and we impounded a huge amount of abalone and also the guy had also illegal firearms with him. In that roadblock, we stopped this guy and we arrested him for being in possession of abalone. So it just shows to you, people just don't care. They think they can get away with these type of things. But we will do everything in our power with the manpower we've got. we will try and curb this ongoing nonsense on our roads.
One of our listeners, Willow Song, sent us a note that he scanned from the Cape Times. It reads, a total of 237 people were arrested for traffic-related offences in the Western Cape between December 13 and 22nd. The arrests were part of the Provincial Traffic Department's road safety campaign for the festive season. About 1,521 speeding offences were recorded and 21,720 fines issued for various violations ranging from driver to vehicle fitness to the amount of 17,446,000. The highest speed record of 187 kilometres in a 100-kilometre zone was in the Laingsburg service area, which is what you mentioned. Those numbers are astronomical.
Yes, Ismail, it shows to you, as I said before, people just don't care, you know, and we need to change the attitude of our motorists and the behavior of our motorists out there. If we're not going to change their behavior and their attitude, we will not stop this ongoing carnage on our roads.
Okay.
And motorists out there also need to come on board with us, you know. Road safety is not only the traffic police and the government's responsibility. Road safety is everybody's responsibility. And that's why we are asking motorists, be our ears and eyes out there. If you see somebody doing something stupid, endangering other people's lives, or even if you know that your neighbor's son is driving a motor vehicle without a license, make use of the all-hour number of Provincial Traffic Services in the Western Cape, 021-946-1646.
Okay.
021-946-1646. And report those bad behavior of motorists to that number.
Okay. I certainly hope people will do that, Mr. Africa. Thank you so very much for joining us today. We'll just, you know, hope your day doesn't get too busy and that everyone gets to their homes safely.
Yes, thank you, Ismail. And lastly, I would just like to say to all women and men in blue out there, thank you for your hard work. You know, when most of you are in your cozy beds next to the seaside, our provincial traffic officers are out there in the sun, in the heat of the day, late night, early morning hours. We are rendering a 24/7 service in the Western Cape. And we will do everything in our power to stop this ongoing carnage.
Yeah, I have a message here for you too. It's hi, Ismail and Kenny. Happy New Year to you and Kenny. Those footbridges are apparently hideouts for criminals and people get robbed on them. And that's why the tendency to risk life and limb by running across the roads, which is a good point. But they are transparent, those bridges, aren't they?
Yeah. No, definitely we are aware of that, and we also brought it under the attention of the law enforcement officials of the city of Cape Town and also SAPS to deal with that. But yeah, it is and it will remain a problem, especially with those gangsterism that going on, people
right.
trying to rob people when they use these bridges.
So thank you, Clive May, for bringing that to our attention. Let me just also say, Kenny, thanks very much for joining us, and we hope to wish you a happy new year and all the best for 2020.
Thank you, Ismail, and same to you, and thank you to you and the radio station for your support
right.
when it comes to road safety.
We'll do what we can. Thank you.